the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefton Furniture and Appliance.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should have repeat gossip. Why should you stop now?
You think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
The dish today, Janelle Monáe told Lucy Dacus in a Rolling Stone Musicians on Musicians interview that she traveled back to the 1970s.
I think when I saw David Bowie.
You saw him?
I did. I traveled back into the 1970s, and I saw him do Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars, and it was incredible.
You traveled back.
Yeah, it was backstage, and I was like, this is what I want to do. And so I jetted back to the 2000s.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I wish that you could see Lucy Dacus's face in this video. Janelle Monáe, travel back to the 1970s. Okay, please tell us how you were doing that, hon, because the rest of us would like to do it, too. Elizabeth Olsen refuses to make movies where the plan is to go straight to streaming. Clearly, she does not know how her older twin sisters made all their money on straight-to-video. Singer, songwriter, and actor Youngblood says his grandmother used to lie to him and say that Rod Stewart was his grandfather.
Me nan would lie to me and say that Rod Stewart was my grandfather for me formative years. Doing like the weekly shop with me nan, I picked up a Rod Stewart CD. Nan, when's granddad coming home?
Oh,
and everyone at the checkout started laughing at it. And that was the day I found out that Rod Stewart was not, in fact, my grandfather. But he did DM me on Instagram.
And what did he say?
He says, all right, me wee grandson.
Apparently, Youngblood's grandma and Janelle Monáe have been hanging out. Season 3 of Shrinking debuts on January 28th. Yay! Mariska Hargitay explained that she uses humor to navigate hard times with her 3 kids and her husband.
Even one of my kids do bad things. I call them losers. And then they say, oh, it's not that bad if she's calling them losers.
Totally.
And we laugh through it.
Yeah, that's the best way to handle stuff. Miley Cyrus says Beyonce gave her a bracelet she will never take off. Oh, I have one from my mom. Dax Shepard revisited his past with his ex-girlfriend Bree Morrison on his podcast, and he said he was afraid when they broke up.
I did think, well, I'll never be in love with someone again. Like, I in that way, I had a deep fear. I'm like, oh, I don't think I'll ever really feel the way I felt about Bree with anybody. I was quite scared of that.
Yeah, I don't think he'd met Kristen Bell yet. And Tom Hanks was spotted riding the New York City subway again. Selena y Los Dinos celebrates Selena Quintanilla's rise to fame, featuring some rare footage.
I feel like the music will continue to grow.
Thank you, Grupo Los Dinos. When I win, they win. And when they lose, I don't know them.
Selena brought hope for the Latinos.
If you don't try, you're never going to know. So, I'm going to try.
Oh, Selena! Anything for Selena. It premieres November 17th on Netflix. President Biden rang the bell after completing a round of radiation therapy for his prostate cancer. And a dirt alert. In his new book, Kevin Federline calls on the hashtag Free Britney movement to save Britney. One of its leaders says it no longer exists. Maybe Kevin Federline should just stop talking about her. And a Kardashian alert. Everyone's losing their minds over Kris Jenner since she got her latest facelift. But I saw some pictures on a red carpet, and she just looks normal when unfiltered. So y'all can calm down now. That's it. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. Oh, yeah.
What can I say except you're welcome?